Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive on Her Name is Black Rose. We've
Yeah.
got some excerpts focusing on the book's themes and style.
Okay.
And you know what really struck me?
What's that?
The author uses a black rose to represent the main character. It's a not your typical delicate flower imagery, is it?
No, not at all.
And
Yeah, I mean, it really sets the tone, I think, in a unique way.
right.
And it's kind of clever, too, how the author plays on the classic symbolism of black roses.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, they often represent mystery,
Right.
strength, even in darkness,
Yeah.
but they can also symbolize resilience,
Right.
sort of like a beautiful flower that thrives despite being different.
Yeah. And I noticed right away,
Yeah.
even in the excerpts, how her strength comes through, even in moments of vulnerability.
Right.
Like that scene where she stands up for someone being mistreated,
Okay.
but she does it so quietly and calmly.
Yeah.
It reminded me of
Yeah.
a black rose with thorns. Delicate,
Yeah.
but you wouldn't want to mess with it.
Right.
How do you see that resilience playing out in the book as a whole?
Well, that's such a great observation.
Oh, thanks.
You really picked up on something subtle there.
Yeah.
I think the author uses that quiet strength repeatedly. Remember how
Yeah.
she handles that family crisis?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't lash out or anything,
Yeah.
but her actions speak volumes. It's
Yeah.
like each petal of the rose.
Yeah.
And you know, the book is actually structured that way too, isn't it?
Oh, yep.
Six petals,
Yeah.
six chapters,
Yeah.
each highlighting a different virtue: kindness, honesty, patience,
Right.
courage, generosity, wisdom.
Yeah.
It's almost like a guide to her character.
It totally is.
Yeah.
And that chapter on patience,
Yeah.
that one really got me thinking about this whole idea of legacy.
Hmm.
You know, it wasn't about her being passive,
Right.
but more about choosing her battles wisely. What kind of lasting impact do you think the author is trying to convey through her story?
Well, I think it's not just about what she does, but the way she is.
Okay.
The author keeps emphasizing how her actions inspire others,
Yeah.
plant these little seeds of change, like
Right.
in that scene where she helps the young boy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a small act of kindness, but you get the sense it'll have this ripple effect on his life.
Right.
It makes you think, what kind of petal would we want to be remembered for?
Oh, that's a powerful question. And
Yeah.
speaking of impact, we have to talk about the writing itself.
Okay.
The excerpts describe it as richly descriptive prose,
Right.
and it really lives up to that.
Yeah.
I felt like I could practically smell that black rose,
Yeah.
feel its velvety petals.
The author really has a way with imagery,
Yeah.
using all five senses to create this immersive experience.
Totally.
Kind of like Gabriel Garcia Marquez,
Oh, yeah.
drawing you into the world with those vivid details.
Exactly. And that's what makes this book so captivating.
Right.
It's not just the story, but the way it's told.
Absolutely. It's
Yeah.
like you said at the beginning, it's
Right.
not your typical rose.
Right.
It's a black rose full of mystery and depth.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Her Name is Black Rose so compelling. It invites us to explore those hidden layers within ourselves, those qualities that make us unique and resilient.
It makes you want to keep turning the pages.
It
And
does.
as we go forward in our own lives,
Yeah.
it leaves us with that lingering question: what petal will we leave behind?
What will our story be?
Exactly what will our story be?
That's the beauty of a good book, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sparks those reflections and stays with you long after you finish the last page.
Absolutely. So dive into Her Name is Black Rose
Yeah.
and let us know what petal resonates most with you.
We want to know.
We'll catch you on our next deep dive.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.